Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Luyin Ishmas. I'm Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tetzayin. The Gemara in the end of Mehud Aleph brings the Maisa with David HaMelech that we learned also in Brochas Daf Gimel. That David HaMelech used to get up at Chatzoy Salaylo to learn because the harp would play and wake him up. And then in the morning came Chachmei Yisrael and told him, Adonainu HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael, Tzuchim L'Parnosa. We need Parnosa for Am Yisrael. So he told them, Lechu Yisparnosu Zemizeh. Go, you should go and support each other. So they told him two lines, Akremitz must be a Sa'ori, the little food is not enough for the lion. Ve'ina Bor Mismal Michul Yosoi, you can't fill up the pit with the sand from the pit itself. What exactly that means. So he told him, Lechu Pashtu Yadechem Bigdud. Go start a war. Now the obvious question that many of the Mefarshim bring is, how do we understand the sequence of events? The first part of the Gemara is referring to something that happens every single day. David HaMelech used to have a wake-up call at midnight and used to learn every night till the morning. The second part, is that something that happened every single day? Chachmei Yisrael went to David HaMelech every single day and told him, what should we do? And he told him to start a war. There was a new war starting every morning. How do we understand this conversation between David HaMelech and Chachmei Yisrael? Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen, in a Sefer Derbi Tzedek, he has a part on Maseches Brochos. And there he explains this Gemara as follows. He starts by saying that the harp above the bed of David HaMelech is what makes sure David HaMelech doesn't sleep too much. It's Dal Lifnei Miyat HaOimet. You always have to know, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is in front of you. So that hero that David HaMelech has does not allow him to sleep too much, and he goes to do Avodas Hashem. When the morning comes, when this Meir Shachar, what is it talking about? Meaning that you have what brings Am Yisrael to go do Avodas Hashem. The morning wakes up Am Yisrael and tells them, Kumu L'Avodas Habayah, you have to start doing Avodas Hashem. What are we talking about? So explains it something. Until now, David HaMelech is learning Torah. But now, when comes the day, now is the Avodas HaMaisiyos, you have to do mitzvahs. And the Shaila is, what is the best way to do the Avodas Hashem? So Chachmei Yisrael comes to David HaMelech and say, what should we do? So he told him, Lechu Yisparnosu Zemizeh. What does it mean, Yisparnosu Zemizeh? Meaning, go do what your natural tendency is to do. Go do the mitzvahs that is easy for you to do. Go do the Avodas Hashem that you're able to accomplish, because that's what your nature allows you to do. So say Chachomim to David HaMelech, that's good, that's okay. But ain't a kumitzvah be a sa'ori. Ve'ain a boy mispal michul yosei. A person cannot accomplish his mission in the world by just doing what's easy for him, by just doing what he feels is comfortable. He needs to go and overcome the challenges that Yitzhara gives him. He needs to go do things that it's not comfortable for him to do. He needs to conquer new territories. So David HaMelech says, okay, so go to war. Go to war doesn't mean go to war against the enemies, meaning the physical enemies. Go to war means go to war against the Yitzhara. Go do mitzvah, which is difficult to do. Have his gabrus leitzahara. And he adds to it that it says in the pasuk, if you need toiv mehoid, toiv is yetzer toiv. Toiv mehoid is yetzahara. A person is accomplishing his mission in the world only when he fights against the yetzahara and overcomes it. And he adds, yetzahara is called se'or shebehiso, the yeast in the dough. Without the yeast, the dough doesn't grow. You need to have that war, you have to have that challenge in order to grow. So David HaMelech tells the Chachamim, you're right, the Avodas Hashem needs to be this way. It's not enough only to do what's easy and comfortable, but you need to be mizgaber and fight the Yetzirah. The Ohev Yisrael Me'apta has a little different take. He says, also similar, we talk about Avodah, what to do. But he says regarding Parnasa, which means, the Chachamim Yisrael come to David HaMelech and say, we need Parnasa. He says, you know what your real Avodas Hashem? Your true Avodas Hashem is a person should be mistapek b'mut and have bitachon in Hashem. Don't work so hard for parnasa. Don't do such big ishtadlus for parnasa. So told him Chacham Yisrael, it's not enough. Many in Am Yisrael don't have that level of bitachon. They need to do more ishtadlus for parnasa and not just sit and wait for things to come. So says David HaMelech, okay, so then you have to go to war, which means you have to go do parnasa, have to work hard to do parnasa. The Gemara continues and says, they take a etzah from Achitofel, they have the nimlochim with Sanhedrin, and they ask with Urim and Tumim. Says Reb Tzadik back in the Derev Tzadik that always you have to have these three things. What are these three things? One is Eitzes HaSeichel, because that's to think in his mind what's the best way to do. That's Achi Teufel. He gives Eitzes. The other one is Imlochim HaSanhedrin, is Toiro, to understand through the Toiro what's supposed to happen. And then Orim V'Tumim is to get the Nevuah, to get a deeper HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get permission to go to war. Says Reb Tzadik, these are the three Amudim that the world stands on. Torah, Avodah, Gemilus Chasadim. Gemilus Chasadim is the Seichel. It makes sense. A person should be nice to his friend. So that's one thing a person has to use in his life. The other is Torah. Torah is to get the Eitzah from the Torah. What to do? That's connected to what we learned over here, the Sanhedrin. And Avodah is the Hashras Hashchini B'maisei Yodov. That a person is doing things and he sees what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. He sees by doing some things he's successful, something not. Based on his avodah, he gets to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. That's connected to him and to him. So it's something that's mechadash over here. That a person in his daily life can have also the asking the Achi Teufel and asking Sanhedrin, asking him and to him. Because every person on his own has his own understanding of what to do. He can try to understand through the Torah, and a person does through his Avodah, he's able to connect to the level of Urim V'Tumim. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.